In focus today, U.S. business and illegal immigrants. The number of illegal immigrants in the United States has jumped by 25% in the past 5 years to some 11 million people. Analysts say their economic impact is significant, not only in providing low-cost labor, but as consumers. Some U.S. companies are even targeting them in their marketing. But opponents argue this only legitimizes illegal immigration. VOA's Brent Hurd focuses on what some call America's unbalanced approach to immigration.
At more than a dozen sites in the Washington, D.C. area, day workers wait in the early morning hours to be picked up for low-paying jobs, often construction, yard work, or manual labor. Just outside the Capitol, in the town of Herndon, Virginia, nearly 100 Hispanic men gather in the parking lot of a convenience store where they have been coming for more than a decade. A woman approaches the group. They scramble to hear her request for a gardener. Most of these men are illegal immigrants. Similar gatherings take place in towns across the country, but this one has become a lightning rod in the illegal immigration debate after the local government approved creating a hiring center that would regulate undocumented laborers. William Thrillkeld is with Project Hope and Harmony, a faith-based group that intends to oversee the center. He says it will not only provide shelter, but also language classes and job training for illegal immigrants.
We're pro-rights of immigrants, and we want to make certain that people understand those rights exist no matter what their documented status is. One of the day labor studies that's come out clearly documented that the laborers are being abused. They're getting shortchanged from pay. They're being left at sites with no way to get back.
But many Herndon residents, including Marianne Sarek, oppose the idea of a government-sanctioned center catering to illegal immigrants.
I don't think the town has any business encouraging people to come in because it's bringing disease, it's bringing a bad name to the town of Herndon.
Such conflicting views sum up what University of Houston sociologist Nestor Rodriguez calls a schizophrenic attitude Americans take towards illegal immigrants.
On the one hand, we seek an attempt to expel those that are here without visas. Politically, there is no legitimacy to the status of people here without authorization, without a visa, and we have a police force to round up people like this and expel them. On the other hand, we often sometimes cater to them and give them the resources to remain in our society. Quite clearly, in the economic sector, employers state that they need and, of course, use illegal or undocumented immigrants.
Many scholars say the low-cost illegal labor helps fuel America's economy. A recent U.S. Labor Department report shows, for example, that half of manual laborers on U.S. farms are illegal immigrants. This is up from 10% in 1990. Estimates vary, but at least 500,000 people illegally cross the U.S. border each year in search of jobs that pay several times more than what they could earn at home. More than half come from Mexico, a developing nation that shares a porous 3,000-kilometer border with the United States. Nestor Rodriguez of the University of Houston says this sizable population has captured the attention of U.S. businesses looking for lucrative new markets.
Economically, they're seen as almost as social citizens. You may have mortgage companies that say, even if you're undocumented, there's ways to apply for a loan to get a house. Owners of businesses, a retail store, supermarkets, they're not asking you're undocumented or not. They're asking, can you pay for the products that we sell?
Mexican consulates here in the United States have begun issuing matricula identification cards to illegal immigrants to help them with basic services like cashing a check. U.S. financial institutions were among the first to embrace such cards. In the past 4 years, illegal immigrants have opened more than 500,000 matricula accounts at Wells Fargo Bank, representing 6% of the company's business. But many Americans say this, in effect, legitimizes millions of people who technically have no legal right to be in the United States. Dan Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, says doing business with illegal immigrants is setting a dangerous trend.
The hiring of illegal aliens is an extension of smuggling and trafficking, and it's a form of exploitation. Now we are seeing this broadening to opportunistic, greed-motivated business programs, which encourage and reward people who've broken our laws and come here illegally. As long as we continue to tolerate the large-scale employment of illegal workers in this country, illegal immigration will grow, and the problems of crime and exploitation will grow as well.
Mr. Stein says creating a regulated center for undocumented workers in Herndon, Virginia, for example, is merely a temporary solution to the larger problem of illegal immigrants entering the United States and Americans hiring them. But Jeff Bissell, a demographer at the Pew Hispanic Center Research Group here in Washington, says traditional approaches to curb illegal border crossings have failed.
The numbers have grown even faster since we've built the fences along the Mexican border and greatly increased the size of the border patrol. And the other thing that the United States and its citizens have tried to do through laws and regulations is make life more difficult for the undocumented immigrants, presumably in hopes that they'll go home. All of this clearly also hasn't worked.
Mr. Passell adds that illegal immigrants work in a variety of jobs, including retail and domestic services. Most analysts agree that the federal government is unlikely to gather the millions of illegal immigrants now in the United States and send them home. Last year, President Bush proposed one possible solution that would allow illegal immigrants to apply for 3-year work permits, which could be renewed as long as they have a job. The idea is controversial, but could offer what some analysts call a possible cure to America's inconsistency in dealing with illegal immigrants. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.
And you're listening to Asia News Now from the Voice of America.